WKJAN Sports.
And at 7:18, it is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. This report brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. First round high school football playoff action took place around Iowa yesterday. And in the local news, in Class 4A, it was Valley West Des Moines over Lewis Central 45-7. Elsewhere in 4A, Ankeny Centennial down Ankeny 34-24. Cedar Rapids Washington was a 35-21 winner over Epworth Western Dubuque. Dowling Catholic beat Johnston 41-6. Iowa City High beats North Scott Eldridge 40-14 in Class 4A. Iowa City West was a 24-17 winner over Bettendorf. Prairie Cedar Rapids beat Waterloo West 66-35, and Waukee was a 52-21 winner over Southeast Polk. In Class 3A football, Boone was a 22-21 winner over Creston Orient Maxburg. Carroll beat Sergeant Bluff Luton 34-14, and Glenwood was a 44-22 winner over Storm Lake. In other 3A action, it was Pella beating Oskaloosa 34-14. Solon over Benton Community 49-14. Waverly Shell Rock doubling up on West Delaware Manchester 28-14. Webster City beat Norwalk 33-14. And it was Cedar Rapids Xavier over Davenport Assumption 52-20. In 2A football, Kemper Catholic beat Central Lyon George Little Rock 21-20. Boyden Hall was a 49-10 winner over South Central Calhoun. Dyke New Hartford beat Southeast Valley 55-29. Mount Vernon was a 48-7 winner over Centerville. North Fayette Valley beat Hampton, New Hampton 21-7. Prairie City Monroe was a 38-7 winner over Roland Story. LaPorte Union City beat Cresco Crestwood 31-13 in Class 2A. And Williamsburg was a 49-25 winner over Central Lee at Donaldson. In 1A football, first-round action Friday night, Hinton beat Logan Magnolia 43-28. It was Van Meter over AHSTW in overtime, 21-14. Elsewhere, Bellevue beat South Winneshiek 26-8. It was Denver over Clayton Ridge 50-6. Madrid beating Pleasantville 27-20. Bella Christian was a 49-0 winner over Sigourney Keota. Iowa City Regina was a 49-15 winner over West Branch. Hull Western Christian beat West Lyon in 1A, 28-6. In Class A, high school football action from Friday night. Council Bluffs beat Akron Westfield 24-21. It was Bishop Garrigan over Earlham 37-6. Gladbrook Rhinebeck beating Linville Sully 13-6. Lisbon was a 31-20 winner over East Buchanan. Montezuma downed BGM Brooklyn 34-20. St. Ansgar was a 28-10 winner over Wapsie Valley. Also in Class A football, West Hancock beat Hudson 30-7. And Haywarden West Sioux was a 49-20 winner over Paulina South O'Brien. And finally, in eight-man football action Friday, Exira, Elkhorn, Kimbleton downed Bedford 56-12. Fremont Mills was a 69-0 winner over Lennox. Harris Park, though, defeated Audubon 36-26, ending Audubon's try for the state championship. Arweva was a 54-53 winner over Newell Fonda. Central Decatur downed AGWSR by a score of 58-26. Don Bosco was a 75-24 winner over Turkey Valley Jackson Junction. And Midland, Wyoming beat HLV Victor 80-24. Also in eight-man football, Twin Cedars Bussey was a 24-22 winner over Iowa Valley Marengo. All the winners from the first round action will move into the quarterfinals, with those games slated for November the 4th. Elsewhere in the sports news, homecoming in Ames as the Iowa State Cyclones take a 1-6 record against Kansas State today. The Wildcats have won the last eight games in the series, and ISU coach Matt Campbell says to get things turned around, the Cyclones must find a way to solve one of the best defenses in the Big 12.
They do a really good job keeping the ball in front of them. They're really good tacklers in space, and they don't give up many big plays. So you got to earn everything that you get, and I think that's the thing that they can do, is they can really force you to either earn it or you panic and sometimes turn the ball over, or you give the ball back to their offense. And offensively, they do a great job being efficient with the football in their hands.
Campbell says one of the strengths of the K-State defense is the linebacking core.
You know, I think the thing that's really impressive about their linebackers is they all can run, and they can all have the ability to not only play the pass but play the run. You don't see them package a whole lot because they have great faith in their linebackers that those guys can play all three downs, which, to be honest with you, it's hard to find today in college football, and they've got them.
Iowa State has been good in the red zone this season, and that will need to continue against the Wildcats.
It's the difference between success and not success for us. And so, to me, we are built right now that we have to win critical situations. We've got to do a great job on third down. We've got to do a great job in the red zone.
And the kickoff at Jack Trice Stadium is at 11 a.m. today. The game will be televised by Fox Sportsnet. Seventh-ranked Nebraska looks to silence the doubters as the Cornhuskers play at number 11 Wisconsin today. Nebraska is off to its best start in 15 years and leads the Big Ten West, but has yet to play a true statement game. And Kansas is on the road today at number 16 Oklahoma. Sooners coach Bob Stoops says he's told his team they can't take the Jayhawks lightly after Kansas held a lead through much of the first half last weekend against Oklahoma State. The Big 12 Conference isn't splitting up into divisions for football. Big 12 officials announced Friday that the two highest-placed teams in the conference standings will play in the league's championship game when that resumes next season. Commissioner Bob Bowlesby said that with the 10-team league's round-robin schedule, that he expects the Big 12 champion to be uniquely positioned for college football playoff consideration. He said the guaranteed matchup of the top two teams for the conference title will make the Big 12 champion a strong contender for a playoff spot. Athletic directors decided on the 1-versus-2 format after input from the league's football coaches. The league is expected to announce the site of the 2017 championship game in the coming weeks. Chiefs running back Jamaal Charles has been ruled out for tomorrow's game in Indianapolis after he experienced swelling in his surgically repaired right knee this week. Chiefs coach Andy Reid said Friday that Spencer Ware and Sharshandrick West will handle running back duties against the Colts. The Chiefs recently traded Nile Davis to the Green Bay Packers and have no plans on elevating Darren Reeves from the practice squad. Right tackle Mitchell Schwartz and cornerback Philip Gaines are expected to play. Schwartz had been dealing with an ankle injury, and Gaines missed last week's game with a knee injury. Fellow cornerback DJ White has already been ruled out with a broken hand. And the Cleveland Indians were the winners in the first World Series game at Wrigley Field since 1945. The Indians own a 2-1 lead following a 1-0 victory over the Chicago Cubs. It's the second shutout of the series for the Indians, who also blanked the Toronto Blue Jays twice in the American League Championship Series. Roberto Perez began the lone scoring rally with a leadoff single in the seventh inning before leaving for pitch runner Michael Martinez. A sacrifice bunt and a wild pitch moved Martinez to third base with one out before Coco Crisp plunked a single right in front of the right fielder Jorge Soler. The Cubs put a runner on third in the seventh and ninth innings without cashing in. Soler hit a fly ball that right fielder Lonnie Chisenhall misplayed into a triple with two outs in the seventh. But the threat ended when Brian Shaw got Javier Baez to ground out. The error by first baseman Mike Napoli put runners on the first and third in the ninth with Baez coming to the plate. Jason Hayward quickly stole second to put the potential winning run in scoring position, but Cody Allen fanned Baez on five pitches to notch the save and give the Indians the series lead. Starting pitchers Kyle Hendricks and Josh Tomlin were lifted in the fifth inning despite a scoreless deadlock at that point. Hendricks was reached for 6 hits and 2 walks while fanning 6 and 4 and 1/3 innings. Tomlin was pulled after yielding just 2 hits and a walk over 4 and 2/3 innings. Winning pitcher Andrew Miller struck out 3 of the 4 batters he faced and allowed none of the Cubs' 5 hits. Carl Edwards Jr. took the loss. Game 4 is tonight at Wrigley, where the Indians ace Corey Kluber will start on a short rest after helping Cleveland earn a 6-0 win in the opener. He'll be opposed by John Lackey, who is 2-1 with a 3.42 ERA and 6 career World Series appearances. Lackey was the winning pitcher in the 2002 and 2013 World Series clinchers. Sports was brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.